This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob and welcome to 6 Minute English. With me today in the studio is Feifei. Hello there.
Hi, Rob.
In today's programme, we're discussing films that make us cry and why we actually enjoy watching something that makes us burst into tears, or in other words, to cry out loud. And we'll also be looking at the language associated with crying. So, crying out loud, surely this is something that you've done, Feifei?
I'm afraid, yes, I have done that.
Is there a particular film that's made you cry?
I think it'll have to be the film Turner and Hooch. And how about you, Rob?
Well, being a man, obviously, I would never cry. Well, almost. There is an old children's film called The Railway Children, and at the end, when the children's father returns from exile, his daughter runs down the station platform shouting, "My daddy, my daddy!" That really makes me misty-eyed.
Oh, you big softy.
I suppose I am. Now, Feifei, before we discuss this subject further, here's your question for today. Which film has won the most ever Oscar awards? Is it A, Ben-Hur, B, Slumdog Millionaire, or C, Gone with the Wind?
I think I'm going to go for answer B, Slumdog Millionaire.
OK, let's find out if you're right at the end of the programme. Of course, the 85th Academy Awards, better known as the Oscars, were held recently, and there was one major weepy that won several awards.
A weepy? You mean a film that makes us cry?
Yes, and that film was Les Miserables. I've seen it, and it really is a tearjerker. It literally causes tears to roll down our cheeks. So why do we choose to see a film or a movie that makes us get so emotional?
Well, I suppose it's the mark of a good film if it causes us to reveal our emotions. A really sad story, if it's well acted and directed, can really make us blub, another word for crying. And a sob story, one where a character tries to get our sympathy for him or her, can have the same effect. But what is it about a film that makes us cry when we can't cry in real life?
Well, according to psychologist Dr. Avril Limon, we allow our emotions to be influenced when we watch a film. What word does she use to mean influenced?
People want to have their emotions manipulated because then they're allowed to have them.
Yeah.
We spend so much of our life being told, you shouldn't feel like that, you don't feel like that, when in fact we do feel like that. And both the visual and the auditory allows us to know what emotion we're meant to feel.
So Dr. Avril Limon says we like to have our emotions manipulated, influenced by a film. In real life, we're told how we should feel.
But when watching a film at the cinema, for example, we can let our emotions loose. But there is something else in the film that affects our emotions and gives us goosebumps, or a feeling that makes our hair stand on end and we get little bumps on our skin.
Yes, Dr. Limon says there are visual and auditory clues that provoke our feelings. So that's the style of the pictures and the music, or sound effects, that are used.
Like the music in the Jaws movie, although that's not really a tearjerker.
Oh, come on, Rob. I bet you cried at the scary bits.
I told you, men don't cry. Although there is one film that has had grown men crying their hearts out, which means they've been crying uncontrollably. That's the film Toy Story 3.
Really?
Yes. I don't think it's because the film is sad, but because watching it makes men nostalgic about their youth, and perhaps they can see their kids reflected in the story too.
Well, I bet these men were crying alone. They wouldn't want to be seen crying in public.
Well, not according to Philip Shepherd, who composes or writes film music. He thinks letting our feelings out, he calls it catharsis, is better in a group.
All of us need to sort of find a catharsis, especially within a group, to have the sort of place to have an emotional response. It ends up being something where you need to have that kind of release. As British people, we're terribly bad at it, I think. But when people find an outlet for it, such as a film, especially when they're in a crowd, people's emotional responses are much more instantaneously kind of responsive.
So he says we all need to find a catharsis. Being in a group is a good place for letting your emotions out. When you watch a film with others, you react to other people's emotional responses.
So if one person cries, then other people will start to cry too. Unless you're British, of course.
That's what Philip Shepherd thinks. And we could say it's a crying shame, meaning it's regrettable or it's an unfortunate situation.
OK, Rob. Well, let's not cry over spilt milk.
Huh?
Let's not get upset over something quite small. Can I just have the answer to today's question, please?
Yes, of course. Earlier, I asked you which film has won the most ever Oscars.
And I said Slumdog Millionaire.
And you were wrong. The answer is actually Ben-Hur. The 1959 film has won 11 awards. The same number has also been won by Titanic and Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Well, Feifei, before we go, please could you remind us of some of the crying-related words and phrases that we've heard today?
Sure. We heard burst into tears, misty-eyed, a weepy, tear-jerker, blub, a sob story, goosebumps, crying their hearts out, it's a crying shame, cry over spilt milk.
Thanks, Feifei. Well, it's a crying shame, but we're out of time. Please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.